method is unkillable, and I murder every syllable to reach in my pinnacle. Think you know HD, cause you peep the movements. Where these niggas quick to judge, but don't know what the movement. Back in 99, Titmus Park, that was my spot. No nickels and dimes, trying to get caught since the sandbox. I move thorough, crossing T's, dotting I's, on the way to the light. Now they wanna dot my eyes. That's a
this is Famous Padder than Shamus. Stay locked on to Soca Session on the Seeker 90.3 FM. Hey, where they play brand new soca in Montreal. Famous Padder than Shamus. No.
Soca in your 514.
Musical mix. Musical mix.
I wake up Christmas morning. I say I go in paranging. From the time I leave my home, I decide I'm paranging alone. I got the check of Susan Puss to wish her a Merry Christmas. She said, I'll buy anything to eat. A roast pork, curry chicken, dal, crab and dumplings, pie, pastel.
Eat
something before you go. Yeah, yeah. Eat something before you go.
Eat
something before you go. Eat something before you go.
Something before you go. knocks to go. Two, she coulda tell me so. Three, what got me mad? She gone with me down for two, so asking.
Checking Mrs. Thailand, Madame Jeffrey, oh, wait up. DJ Musical Mix. Mommy put coffee on the fire, encouraging them to stay a little longer. Ham and bread on the table. Why don't she pull out a bottle? The music went in my neighborhood. He pulled the old sax below his bed. Come across and join the bacchanal. They wouldn't stop singing at all. Madame Jeffrey, get up, get up, get up. Madame Jeffrey, wake up. Time to put out smoke in your kitchen, oh girl. Madame Jeffrey, wake up. I hope you know it, why don't you take it, oh girl.
They say that is a pagan holiday. It's musical mix. It's musical mix.
Musical mix. Musical mix.
We do. Attracted by the voice of a little boy as he spoke. along the street, no shoes on his feet. As he walked, he continued to repeat,
"Listen, Mama, I want you to tell Santa Claus
to bring a trumpet and a concertina for me. I'm so lonely and I've no children close by."
Musical mix. Musical mix.
like to see them when they walk and whine. You put love and tenderness, it's so fine. You know how to cut and how to contrive. Keep their family alive. So this year I want to take home a Spanish woman from Aruga.
Welcome back, everyone, to
Soca in your 514
with myself, Rachel Georgiana, also known as Soca Head, and none other than Junior, Mr. Production Sounds. So thank you for everyone tuning in this evening, and for those new listeners, thanks for joining us. So, of course, time for the recap of last week. We had the official Top Shelf Family DJ representing Trinidad and St. Vincent, DJ Akin. Check him out on IG at dj.akin. And in case you missed his Soca Mix, you can listen to it at ckut.ca under Programming and Archives and select Soca Sessions. As for tonight, for our foreigner edition, we have Torontonian DJ, DJ Higher Level. He's been DJing for over 2 decades, so stay tuned to hear about him and his mix.
Soca in your 514.
So since the holidays are upon us and we're not able to see our families, we're all on lockdown and we're pretty much stuck inside just watching TV or reading a book, I do have a suggestion of something to watch. It's called Small Acts. It's available on Amazon Prime. If you don't have it, get your friend's password, watch this series, okay? So it's basically stories about the uprising of the Caribbean and West Indian community in London. Right now, there are currently 4 episodes, and they're actually more like movies because the first episode is over 2 hours long, so be prepared to sit for a while. It's a very good and deep watch on the history of our people. And a lot of us here in Montreal, including myself, have family in the UK. So take a watch at our history. It's called Small Acts on Amazon Prime. I've said it before and I'll say it again, guys. You don't know where you're going unless you know where you're coming from. Now, while on the topic of history, do you guys know the history of Carnival and where it originated from? So for those who don't know, I'm going to give you a quick history lesson, and you can pass this on to your peers, to those who are not direct descendants of the culture and who are just interested, or those who may think that Carnival is just an excuse to get on bad. There's way more to it. So here's the lesson. Historians believe that ancient Egyptians were actually the first to celebrate Carnival as a pagan festival, and the Greeks and Romans joined the movement as well. Later on, Italy partook in Carnival, and then it spread to France and Spain. The actual origin of the word Carnival stems from Latin origins. So caro means meat or flesh, and valet means farewell, which in turn is a farewell of the flesh. And that relates to Lent in Catholicism. And in the 18th century is when European settlers, British nationals, and African slaves went to settle in Trinidad, where they brought the tradition of the annual pre-Lent Carnival celebration, Fat Tuesday masquerade balls. It grew and grew with every different culture, of course, being added to it. But it doesn't stop there. So African slaves were then brought to the Caribbean as slaves, and the Yoruba people, who were taken from Nigeria, were the last to arrive. Their culture dominated Caribbean Africans, and they were able to practice their religion, but only under the pretense that they were practicing Catholicism. So with this, it allowed them to combine their European practices with West African traditions, which then led to one of their traditions called Kanbule. The word Kanbule is a Creole word for burning canes. In French, can brûlé. The Kanbule was a nighttime parade where the slaves would put out sugarcane fires at the sugarcane plantations. They had singing, dancing, drums, stick fights, and lit torches. Doesn't this sound familiar? Sounds like Juve, right? Only in 1834, once the end of slavery happened, did it really start to take shape. The Kanbule and the European Mardi Gras is what really helped to bring the evolution of what it is today. Along the way, the British tried to actually abolish these celebrations by trying to use laws to abolish the use of drums and torches, and just a whole other series of new laws that they tried to really destroy what Carnival was. One of the infamous events that took place defending Carnival was the Kanbule riot in Port of Spain in 1881. Then in 1884, Captain Arthur Black, look him up if you guys don't know about him, who was brought into office only to get rid of Trinidad Kanbule festivities. He brought his army to Prince's Town, armed them with rifles, and waited to take them out. But you know, as West Indian people, we're fast, and they obviously caught wind of what was going to happen, so they were ready to attack and prevailed. So did you know that originally the Carnival was actually 3 days prior to Ash Wednesday, but due to religious conflict, they took away a day starting in 1943. That's pretty interesting, right? I mean, when you think about it, we always find a way to overcome. It may take time, but they realized that the cause was definitely greater, bigger than them, which allowed us to even hold up our traditions, to be able to hold up our traditions even today. How many centuries later? Top of carnivals, I want to remind you guys that there are still carnivals that are happening in 2021 that you can attend. I'm going to go down the list, so people get your pen and paper ready. All right, so Puerto Rico's carnival is taking place February 12th to 16th and is open and accepting guests. Dominican Republic Carnival, which actually takes place the whole month of February, but will only take place February 27th. Don't get your hopes up too high. They're open and accepting guests. Kirakou Carnival, February 15th and 16th, is open and accepting guests. Haiti's Carnival, which is February 16th, is open and accepting guests. Martinique Carnival takes place February 11th to 17th, is open and accepting guests, but not U.S. travelers, sorry. Aruba Carnival, which takes place as soon as we get into the new year, till February 25th, is open and accepting guests. And lastly, Curacao Carnival is on February 15th and is open and accepting guests, but only based on country. So take a look into that. Make sure if you guys do decide that you're going to take this trip, that you take the proper precautions, stay safe, wear your mask, and please wash your hands.
Soca in your 514.
All right, time to switch gears and time for the releases of the week. So since this is the foreign edition, here are some releases that are not soca related. So Shaggy recently released a Christmas album called Christmas in the Islands. It's 15 tracks and includes features from Bounty Killa, Beanie Man, and Shensia.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let yourself be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Speaking of Miss Shensia, she recently released a bunch of new tracks. It's like COVID didn't touch her. She recently released, I think, maybe four new tracks. Bad Alone. Another one called Rebel and Sure Sure. And lastly, one of her biggest hits featuring Tyrus Riley, Lighter. I had to bring it back to soca. Little Natty and Thunder released a song called All the Wine.
You could take me glass boat, you could take me rum, but you see that bottle, just put it back on.
And DJ Private Ryan released, well, he officially released his new rhythm called Sweet Tooth Rhythm. Last week I played a sample by Irfan Alves, and there's a track now by Hey Choppy called It Don't Matter.
If you get my text, please reply. Oh baby, tell me where you gone.
And another one with Second Stop called Dubai.
Tell him I want my money, yeah, I want my money, yeah, right now. Tell him I need my money, I need my money, yeah,
And those are the releases of the week.
Soca in your 514.
Now, in case you miss any episode or just want to listen to the Soca Mix again, you can head over to ckut.ca under Programming and Archives, or check out Soca in your 514 on SoundCloud. DJs, continue to send your mixes. They can be sent to productionsounds@gmail.com or via WhatsApp at 514-862-6321. Soca in your 514 is here to continue and bring the vibes, guys. Also, Christmas Day, don't forget, it's the annual Island Rhythms Christmas show that will be hosted by myself, Soca Head, and Mr. Production Sounds. It's going to be from 2 to 5. We'll be playing soca, parang, reggae, and taking your shout outs and requests to send to your family. As we know, we can't see them, so this is a nice little alternative. Christmas Day, you can call us live at 514-448-4013. Make sure you tune in for that. Lock that in. That's on Christmas Day from 2 to 5. Next week, we're going to be bringing it back local and showing off DJ Greybeard Soca Mix. You've heard the name before. He's one of Montreal's popular DJs and has done a lot of events around the city. In the meantime, you can check him out on Instagram at DJ Greybeard Music. That's going to be next week.
Soca in your 514.
Tonight, we have half French Canadian, half Trinidadian DJ Higher Level. His love for DJing actually stemmed from watching his father DJ, which allowed him to dedicate himself to being the next generation of DJs, which influenced his DJ name, Higher Level. How fitting. With over 20 years of DJing under his belt, he's DJed at all types of events around the city, including boat cruises, to weddings, to clubs. He's clearly has a passion, and tonight he's going to show it to you guys. Check him out on Instagram as well at DJ Higher Level.
Soca in your 514.
This is Soca Head and Mr. Production Sounds 4.
Soca in your 514.
And remember, guys, soca is love, soca is life, and soca is freedom.
Soca in your 514.
Give me it, give me it, give me it, that's why you
boss guy, boss money, boss attitude, boss money.
Of course that pumper looking so nice. Hold on, that baby girl, give me that wine.
Tell me.
Bend it out to bend it out, I like that.
So,
oh, when you give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, baby, I like that. Yeah,
girl, I go be a victim. Give me the wine I'm missing.
How you get bubble like?